Hi, this is another dream journal. It's a long time since I've done one of these. But this was really striking for very vivid. Sort of topological oddities. So it started with me in a tram in Manchester, which was simultaneously on the approach on the Ashton line coming into Piccadilly, but it was also at a right angle to that coming down the road, the name of which I can't remember, onto Store Street. And this is the road that's between Piccadilly Gate and the car park. There's a large Wuthering Steel car park. So simultaneously doing that. And then I was aware of the tram changing line, changing tracks, and swinging left. So that would simultaneously see it either turning before it got. If it was coming down the Ashton line, it would be either turning left before it got into the station, or once it got onto London Road, or perhaps at some point in the station where it would be blocked in real life. Although, actually, the topology around was much more like the centre of town, kind of around Piccadilly Gardens area. If it was the street coming onto Store Street, then the left turn would have been onto Store Street. It then continued for a while. There was a concern during that first left turn about a collision with a train coming, with a tram coming the other way, but that didn't happen. And then there was a second turn left, another sharp turn left, which would be either from Store Street onto London Road, or from London Road, or whatever the wherever else I'd the tram had turned onto yeah, I guess Fairfield Road would probably be the one, or something kind of in the Fairfield Street area. So essentially kind of the third side of a rough square. But at that point I became aware I was not on the tram, and I was actually telling someone about this about this tram journey. So now I was in two places. I was no longer on the tram. I was in a space that I wasn't aware of, that I couldn't see, I couldn't hear, I couldn't taste. I don't know who the person was, where they were, what they were doing, but I knew I had some plasticine in my hand, sort of heavy and smooth, and I could smell it, and I was shaping it into something sort of roughly like a stick. And I could, as I say, I could smell it and taste it to know that it was plasticine, as I was working it. And the park, I don't recognise. It didn't look like anywhere, but I was on a path that was slowly climbing upwards. It was fairly broad. It was a bit like some of the some of the towpaths around Manchester, it seemed to be cobbled. On one side there was a low wall, and then a high fence, the kind of thing that you see around tennis courts, sort of fairly wide diagonal mesh. And then that was to my right, and to my left there was a low retaining wall, and then a lake. And this had a very noticeable curve to it. It kind of hit the edge, and then the water bulged up, and I could see a duck swimming towards me with a stick in its mouth, and this was a stick that was sort of bent, so it looked sort of roughly like the kind of thing a kid might pick up and pretend was a handgun. And I was looking at it. I was interested in this duck and in its and in its stick. And then it came up to the edge of the water and stood up and was able to walk onto the rock. And it wasn't actually a duck. For some reason, I'd mistaken a dog for a duck. And so this was a, you know, sort of terrier-sized dog, which dropped the stick for me. And then its owner kind of came up behind me and said something. I don't remember what it was. It was friendly, and I threw the stick rather poorly for the dog, not terribly far. And I complimented the guy on having a very nice dog, and the dog fetched the stick and then came back and followed on after the guy. And there were a couple of other people walking. The guy had been walking in the same direction as me. He was now ahead. These other people were walking in the opposite direction, and that's more or less where the dream ended. I was still playing with the plasticine. So yeah, it had some sort of very specific topological things and impossibilities and sort of dualities, so locations that were two places at once, and myself being in a couple of places at once and in different states, and you know, essentially the plasticine stick I was making being both still in my hands and very similar to the stick that the dog was holding, the dog which I'd mistaken for a duck. There may be another one of these, but God knows, it could be years. All right, bye.